Chapter 2. One Nation Under Stress. We have a stress epidemic in our nation. The majority of Americans very likely have excessive stress in their lives, and reports of stress seem to indicate that the percentage of Americans each year who feel under a great deal of stress is rising. We are at epidemic levels of depression, anxiety, eating disorders, obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, sexual dysfunction, sleep disorders, especially insomnia, osteoporosis, alcoholism, road rage and other forms of violent behavior, PMS, and headaches. And at the root of most of these diseases and ailments, we find excessive stress. Instead of treating the root cause of these ailments, however, many physicians are treating the symptoms. Prescriptions for antidepressants or anti-stress medications such as Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, and Lexapro are at an all-time high. These drugs, however, do not prevent stress. There are serious doubts about their ability to treat stress in the long run. Furthermore, many medications used to treat stress are addictive, which may mean they are even more stress-producing with prolonged use. This audiobook is about how stress manifests itself in the body, the root causes of stress, and the ways in which we might reduce stress. It's aimed at helping you deal with the root cause of what ails you. What is stress, and where does it come from? We have a common phrase in our culture, "I'm stressed out." But what does that really mean? Does it mean to be overwhelmed for a day or two by too much to do in too little time? Does it mean that the person is in panic mode while facing a pressing deadline? Does it mean that the person has had so much stress for so long that there are no physical or emotional reserves left from which to draw strength and energy? In my opinion, stress is the pressures of life and how one perceives, believes, reacts, and copes with these pressures. All forms of stress, however, produce a very well-documented physical reaction in the body. The actual definition, from Webster's, is a physical, chemical, or emotional factor that causes bodily or mental tension and may be a factor in disease causation. The body's stress response involves more than 1,400 known physical and chemical reactions, involving more than 30 different hormones and neurotransmitters. Excessive release of stress hormones damages cells, tissues, and organs. Major categories of stress producers. The potential sources of stress are endless and everywhere. Anything that might rob us of our peace and joy and eventually compromise our health might be considered a source of stress. One researcher broke down the sources of stress into major life stressors and daily life stressors. The top causes for stress were identified for each category as follows. Major life stressors, chronic. Divorce, death of a family member, prolonged illness, poverty, and unhappiness in the workplace. Daily life stressors, or acute. Traffic jams, paying bills, family tension, noise, crowds, sleep disturbance, isolation, hunger, and danger. Four categories of stress. There's another system of classification that may give us a more detailed picture of stress-causing agents. This one places stress into four general categories: physical stress, emotional and mental stress.